WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Atmospheric optical phenomena are especially intriguing to me, and one of those is called a green flash. It is one of the hardest to see. In fact, I have yet to see one in spite of my continued efforts. Green flashes occur shortly after sunset or before sunrise when a green spot is visible above the sun, usually for no more than a second or two. Green rays shoot up from the sunset point. Green flashes can be observed from any altitude, even from an aircraft, but they are usually seen on an unobstructed horizon, such as over the ocean, but are possible over cloud tops and mountain tops as well. The reason for a green flash lies in the refraction of light, as in a prism, but in the atmosphere. Light moves more slowly in the lower, denser air than in the thinner air higher up, so the sun rays follow paths that curve slightly in the same direction as the curvature of the Earth. Higher frequency light, such as green and blue, curve more than lower frequency light, like red and orange. So the green-blue rays from the upper limb of the setting sun remain visible after the red rays are obstructed by the curvature of the Earth. Green flashes are enhanced by mirage, which increases the density gradient in the atmosphere and therefore increases refraction. A green flash is more likely to be seen in clear air when more of the light from the setting sun reaches the observer without being scattered. We might expect to see a blue flash, but the blue is preferentially scattered out of our line of sight, and the remaining light ends up looking green. So the next time you have a chance to see a sunrise or sunset, be sure to watch for the green flash. I just saw a green blur, but I think that was J.B. Elliott chasing Miss Molly. Questions about the weather can be emailed to question@weatherbrains.com.